Greetings, health and wellness seekers. Welcome to the Life Enthusiast online radio and TV network, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I am your co-host, Rashid Lamri, your wellness advocate and guide, speaking from the Middle Eastern country of the United Arab Emirates. And with us today is the Life Enthusiast founder and health coach, Martin Pitella. Thank you and welcome aboard, Martin.
Thank you, Rashid. I have known Rashid for 15 years, I think. We have had many conversations and I've watched Rashid grow from an enthusiast to dedicated student. It's an impressive growth.
Yeah, and have consumed a respectable number of products over the years, Martin, and I kid you not, the vast majority of them really stood with me and affected my well-being in really special ways. Maybe if to present on another podcast altogether. But today, I would like to talk about a very interesting technology, sacred one indeed. It's called the Star Chamber. But before I do that, I would actually like to know, we start off actually by saying, tell us a bit about yourself and what led you to initiating the Life Enthusiast company.
I think the relevant part to this story would be that back in 2003, we were introduced to Jim Carter, who at that point was running his TWLT, which he ended up calling Twilight, but then later revealed that that stood for the world's largest test. And Jim came to us with his personal history of being primarily in mining. His specialty was precious metal extraction. Myself, I had been in pursuit of health. My story starts somewhere around 77, when I got poisoned with mercury in a dentist's office. And the next 10, 12 years, I spent trying to figure out how to get better using the mainstream methods. And by about 1989, I had this realization that there's just no way that I'm going to get better just following the mainstream, and decided to apply my own study. My original education is in computer science and business administration. So as a systems analyst, I had the training to apply research, so I did. This is in the days before the internet, so this was library time, books, and doing it the hard way. And eventually, I figured it out. I figured out that the healing is possible and that the information is readily available, just not publicized in the mainstream. So by the time about 1997 or 8 rolled around, I had reversed most of my health problems, and there were many. And by about 2001, I was ready to essentially begin my mission as a health advocate rather than as a management consultant, which I was up to that point.
Yeah, similar to the position that I'm here now, being a health advocate. I started all the way back in 2008. And without having to blow your horn, Martin, you were my main influence. You were the first to help me on my path to become a better version of myself through health and wellness solutions. So with that being said, Jim Carter, his lovely technology, may his soul rest in peace. With my basic research, it seems that he decided to give it a good number of names. I'm reading here from my notes, either the Oregon Energy Accumulator or Solid Sunshine or Yin Energy System or Yinergy System, excuse me. I mean, what on earth is the Star Chamber?
Well, Jim Carter started with being introduced to all kinds of technologies that are found all around the Earth that are either of ancient origin or perhaps imported from off the planet origin. He told me of some finds somewhere, a cave in Colorado where all kinds of things were stored that he was introduced to. The most interesting things of it was what he called the artifact, which he attempted to replicate. Back in 2005, when I visited him in his office, I actually held it in my hand and I interrogated it. I asked it, tell me how old you are. And it said 4,400 years. So that would be 2400 BC or about Moses' time.
You did this through a dowsing method, Martin?
Yeah, I use muscle testing or pendulum, and I use that in my practice, and I ask things. You know, you can ask the universe to tell you whether any statement is true or false.
It requires a little bit of investigating from my side, although it's something quite impressive to most people anyway, who don't understand the science of dowsing very much.
Well, in our Western culture, David Hawkins, with his book, Power Versus Force, really made it famous. But there are many, 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 I don't know, thousands, I'm sure, millions perhaps, of people who just do this. Truth, the universal truth is out there. The universe, or the universal consciousness of all human beings, of the whole planet, together can be interrogated. You can ask it to tell you, and it will. And your body will reflect that. Like when you make a true statement, it will have a different reaction from a false statement.
What kind of energetic force does the Star Chamber access? What does it accumulate, so to speak?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are several traditions going back millennia, right? In India, they speak of prana, and in Japan, they speak of ki, and in China, the chi, life force, or love. It's light, even, but not light in the sense of photons, but in the sense of the life-affirming energies. One of the terms also was promoted was orgon. It would be the energy that holds living things alive. And this force can be attracted and accumulated and transmitted. Like, for example, a Reiki master will channel this energy, right? It will channel it energy through themselves into the subject. They don't try to project it, they just channel it, right? In the process of trying to understand the water-changing technology that this artifact represented, Carter was trying to find a way how to replicate it. And so when he chipped this stone and looked at the structure of it, he understood that it's some kind of an ancient concrete that has embedded in it this shiny material that he later called laminar crystal. Laminar because it's very flaky. Laminar is in multiple thin layers. So this material works really well at attracting the force. Many people make argon accumulators. This argon energy is organizing, the organizing energy of the universe. And this argon energy is capable of structuring water correctly and supporting life. And so when Carter put this artifact in water, it changed the structure of the water. It changed it in such a way that we could measure it. It would lower the surface tension, which is as if you put soap in the water, but there was no soap added. It would lower the acidity, as if you added baking soda, but none was added. It would lower the ORP, electric charge, as if you added an antioxidant like vitamin C, but none was added. And it would also lower the, or make smaller, the cluster sizes, for which I don't have an equivalency in chemical physical example. But when you make the clusters smaller, the water becomes more absorbable at the cellular level. This is called the aquaporin channel. Each cell will absorb water into itself through a tiny opening in the cellular membrane. And it will only take water that's one molecule at a time rather than clusters. So when you're encountering water that's got high static electric charge, those water molecules are clustering together into bundles of multiple molecules, and they will not go through the opening. So even though you may be irrigating your body with water, you are actually not hydrating yourself at the cellular level. Maybe only a small percentage of the water is in this unclustered state. Whereas post-processing of with these crystals, the clustering falls apart. So anyway, there's this argon energy, and people who make argon devices know that it behaves opposite to the electric current. Materials that are conductive of electricity, like copper or silver, are blocking the argon energy, and objects or materials that are insulators to electricity, such as silica or silicates of every sort, are actually conducting or accumulating this argon energy. Hence this material that Carter ended up calling laminar crystal, which he then ended up mixing into a potter's clay and creating these objects.
Can you just run us through the process of how a person would actually engage through healing him or herself with the Star Chamber technology? Is there some way of a person healing themselves effectively, or are there different levels of healing? Explain it to us, please.
Jim Carter was partnered with Norman Shealy, Dr. Norman Shealy, back in Missouri, and they were doing this research together. Shealy was a well-known longevity researcher. The process itself was at some point called two naps and a dip, or a bath. And they took first a black crystal, which is paramagnetic, and you needed to create a bed of it large enough that it would hold a human body. So something that's maybe like 1 meter wide, 2 meters long, about 10, 15 centimeters deep. You would have enough material in there to create this effect. So you would lay the person on top of it, on top of this paramagnetic material, and it would organize the human energies in such way that detoxification were possible, discharging the energies that hold stuff together. And then you take that person and you put them in a bath. Carter set up a very large bath. It was holding something like 1,500 liters of water, a large tub. And
any particular reason?
He liked to go big.
Okay.
And this water was charged in what he called the Star Chamber. I'll describe that in a moment, but that the water was charged, that was meaning that it was unstructured, destructured. The moment ago, I described how you discharge the water, make it more wet, lower surface tension, lower ORP, lower acidity, and so on. That was the water. And into the water, he dissolved magnesium chloride. And magnesium has this profound effect of activating the parasympathetic side of the autonomic nervous system. That is the side we call rest, repair, digest, the opposite of fight or flight. So when you're in that magnesium bath, you're activating repairs and healing. And then the third phase, you would be placed on another bed, this time of the laminar crystal, which itself accumulates this argon energy or the life force. And so when you're lying down on that, all cells in the human body are being charged up. You can think of every cell in the human body as a little capacitor, and you can charge it up. You can fill it with energies. I remember when I was done with that treatment, for the next 6 weeks, I had abundance of energy. Like, I couldn't tire. I could stay up late and get up early and think clearly. It was phenomenal.
Wow. That's tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And why do you think it lasted for that long?
I couldn't tell you. I'm just a sample of one.
Okay.
In general, we have installed some of these star chambers elsewhere. And I have some data from Dr. Sergio Focone. He's from Turin, Italy. And he's treated many people, and he's kept meticulous notes. And he also has developed a method by which he measured how people were doing. And what he showed me is that after 6 sessions, the immune system changed profoundly. All of a sudden, he started seeing the markers that are associated with aging reverse.
That makes a lot of sense as to how someone would probably, once they jack up their immune system and hopefully becomes modulated for all the right reasons, and of course they could feel all of this, proper cellular communication come into place and in a very harmonious fashion. Have I said that correctly?
Yeah, it's a reasonable speculation. We think that the stress levels go down and the immune system starts working better, and the body starts repairing itself.
So for most customers, they come out of this experience fresh as a daisy, becomes like a salubrious experience, so to speak, and they go through this process of cellular rejuvenation.
Mm-hmm. It's not all roses. There's a downside to it, which is all of our memories, emotional and otherwise, are stored in soft tissues of the body. So when you take this bath, you're releasing things that have been stored. So if you have unresolved emotional problems, you will be dealing with them.
Could you give us a simple example, Martin?
Well, for myself, for example, when I got back from the treatment, my phone wasn't ringing. I was there sitting in the office, but nobody was calling me. So I resorted to calling my spiritual friend, asking him, can you please take a look at what's going on? And it came back with, you picked up some dark energies that are blocking your full expression. We need to purge it. So we did an equivalent to an exorcism. We worked on releasing these stuck energies and sending them back to the light.
Wow. That must have been a very, unusual and strange.
Well, not to me strange, but it certainly is humbling, because I was having to admit that I personally didn't have the power to deal with it. We've had issues with the star chambers, mainly with the operators, staff you hire to work there, because they tend to be people that you're hiring for lower wages to be helpers, like wiping down the tubs or changing sheets, working people. They were not prepared to have this level of spiritual advancement imposed upon them.
Well said. Well said. All right. So now that you've explained the physical, the dynamics, the design of the star chamber system, or I would call it now the rejuvenation station, as you had mentioned in previous times, what else do you think could be a flavorful addition to maintain a person's well-being after utilizing such a star chamber?
You can certainly take a lot of these tools home. First of all, this technology itself is used for charging water, right? So we can create charged water, and we can create charged products, which we have. So one of them is called prills, which is magnesium oxide pellets that have been processed through this argon energy accumulator. And they have the capacity to clear water. So you're able to take these home with you together with some of the items with the laminar crystal baked in, and you can clear your water. So you'll be drinking water that's more hydrating, lower surface tension, lower ORP, lower and so on, right? Mm-hmm. Another item you can take with you is the magnesium chloride in charged water. We call it the magnesium oil. Carter had other names for it as well. He at some point called it vital drops. They also called it magic oil. These things were or are available to this day because we understand the technology and we're carrying on. Carter himself, unfortunately, passed on in 2005. In some sense, I think that God has a very good sense of humor. taking the man who promotes longevity out at 59.
With that being said, I read here from part of his biography, Jim Carter was extremely passionate about, about his work, as he dedicated 30 years of his life replicating and refining the ancient water treatment technology. It took him that long. And could you tell me why he possibly took that long to figure out things?
Well, I'll send you the picture of it, but you're looking at a piece of stone, you're holding it in your hand, you're wondering, well, number one, what does this do? Number two, how does this work? Number three, what of this is relevant and what of this is not? Like, if you were, you just don't know. You're trying to interrogate it and you're trying to figure out what it means, how it works and how to replicate it. And it took him a while. I mean, how do you decipher an ancient mystery, right? The pearls look a bit like grains of rice. They're magnesium oxide pellets. And we put them into the argon accumulator. And the way the argon accumulator is built, and it's a toroidal shape, essentially donut. But if you could visualize a large donut, it was 100,000 pounds of this laminar crystal. It was about 6 feet tall. And the outer diameter was what the warehouse allowed, which is about 100 feet, 30 meters. And the inner diameter was about 24 or something like that. Anyway, it was big enough to hold a couple of pallets of material at the center. So you could, visualize a large donut with a circular hole in the middle of it. And you could lower down into the center, whatever you wanted. Well, he put a pool of water down into the middle. That's where he would take his soaks. After Carter died, the landlord was upset and gave us only 2 weeks to remove everything. I wasn't able to go there, but a couple of people I know went there to try and rescue as much of the material as possible. And they said when they were working in the middle of the donut, in the middle of the toroid, it was like standing in the middle of a pyramid. the hair on their back would stand straight. You know, it's just a strong energy field.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and this probably would answer my question as to how it may be able to impact the electromagnetic fields of an environment. Not really.
I don't know. It attracts the life force and it's willing to give it up. When you're holding it in your hand, it feels good.
So probably maybe to help me answer my own question is, because it deals with opposing forces, as you had mentioned, one being expressive and the other one being inert, or explosive and implosive, because of the opposing nature of that energy of the star chamber makeup, probably to help reduce any form of chaotic activities happening within the environment electromagnetically.
The electromagnetic forces, the Wi-Fi and the electric currents, overhead power lines and the wiring in the walls and so on, they all have a negative effect on living things, plants or humans or animals. Whereas, whereas this other technology has a positive effect on us. And so it's not that it's interacting with the forces. It's more like that it's supporting the expression of life within us.
Okay. Well, Martin, thank you for that real, I would say, in-depth explanation about all the things related to the star chamber technology, its applications, maybe a little bit of its history as well. I appreciate you sharing all of this valuable knowledge. It's in a sense almost sacred. People have lost touch with such, I would say, way back yet under-investigated forms of technology and not really taken to the forefront of the modern day health and wellness solutions. So what do you have to say about that?
That's an important point you're making. With every inventor that's removed or silenced or eliminated, a lot of amazing technologies can disappear. And we have many examples of that. That there have been technologies like Royal Rife, for example, or Nikola Tesla, or I could probably come up with other names, should have maybe brought myself a list. But many of these types of technologies have been invented or reinvented or attempted to be introduced and then shut off and silenced and taken out. And this is one of those things that it may just disappear because people are just not either willing to invest or willing to explore. It's outside of the Western scientific mindset. This operates outside of it, but it operates, it exists, it works. We just don't understand it well. And if we let it go, then it'll be lost again until somebody else rediscovers it.
Very well said. And at this point, I think is a good time to conclude our conversation and to allow, hopefully, the true seekers of health and wellness to get in touch with you and find out more information if they desire. So, Martin, how can people get in touch with you, please?
Well, I am available at Life Enthusiast. The website is life-enthusiast.com. And if they want to phone, 775-299-4661. Rashid, thank you very much for doing this interview. I certainly hope that your brothers in the Middle East, especially in the United Arab Emirates, will pick it up and will contact you or me with a inquiry to perhaps introduce this technology in your world. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Martin. And yes, in terms of also getting in touch with me, please do not hesitate to either email me with rma_ironman@yahoo.com or simply phone me on my mobile number 0097-150-793-6368. Thank you very much, Martin, and we will reconnect soon. Be well. Thank you.